We flattened Denny Hill. We filled the Duwamish Tide Flats. We carved the Montlake Cut. And now Bertha's digging a really, really big tunnel. Project seems a bit of a nightmare right now for engineers, and eventually it could haunt taxpayers. But it's great fun for David Williams. Williams is a geology writer. He thinks a lot about what's underneath the city. I met up with him at the Artifact Room at the Burke Museum, and we talked about some of the stuff that Seattle's been kicking up over the years.
And here we are, through the magic of radio, in the Paradise Room in the bottom of the Burke Museum, where we're standing with a bunch of really cool-looking artifacts, bottles, looks like giant teeth or something, with David Williams. David, thanks so much for being here.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for coming.
What are we looking at?
We're looking at a couple of bottles from an area where actually Bertha went into the ground before she went in. They had to clear out the space, and they did a dig down there. And
tell me about these bottles.
There are two bottles here. One is a soda bottle, and one is a wine bottle.
It's like a seltzer bottle.
Yeah, it looks like a seltzer bottle. Yeah. And I think what's interesting in looking at several of the items that have come out of this dig from when people were living there in the early 1900s, is that you would see those, and they look exactly the same as what we see today. You know, the world hasn't really changed. People are still drinking wine. They still have seltzer bottles. There's Rainier beer bottles from down there. So it's this continuing story of how we live on the landscape.
And there's some other stuff here. This what is this brown thing? It looks almost like a petrified fish or something.
It's actually a tooth. There are two objects here. There is a full mammoth tooth, so from a Colombian mammoth related to the woolly mammoth, but not the same. And then next to it is a part of a mammoth tooth. And this was found when they were doing the original dig to regrade Denny Hill in the early 1900s. And instead of using a massive tunnel machine, they used water just to wash away the hill. And as they were doing that, objects would come out, and we have a couple of them in the collection.
And over here, encased in plastic, we have a shoe that looks like is that a size 6 or so, do you think?
Looks like it, yeah. It's a woman's shoe. And this is from a dig at the Paramount Theater, below the Paramount, where one of the tunnels for light rail is coming out. And this is a really fascinating dig, because what they found there is this whole collection of shoes. And there's men's shoes, women's shoes, children's shoes. It's about 35 to 40 feet below ground. And they found this collection of shoes. And what they think it represents is material from a variety of different families who were living there. And one of the interesting things about these shoes is they were wrapped, at least some of them were wrapped in newspaper that were Yiddish newspapers. So clearly indicating that this community at least had some people who were Jewish in it, but they also find evidence of other communities living there. So it gives an insight into a diversity in Seattle that we didn't really expect. And this, again, is from the early, around the 1900s and a little bit earlier. And this was also from a regrade. The reason it's 35 to 40 feet underground is that area at the Paramount used to be a shallow, and then they filled it in so that now when you drive up past the Paramount, it's a nice steady incline instead of being a roller coaster.
We're here in the basement of the Burke Museum in a room called Paradise, looking at some artifacts that were discovered beneath the city of Seattle. We're talking about it because we're wondering what more things that Bertha will encounter on her journey. And I got to say, as a Seattleite, when I think about Bertha and what she's doing, I think about how easy it's going to be to get to the airport, or who's going to be on the hook for the cost overruns,
right,
or what this new waterfront is going to look like. But you're a geology writer. What are you thinking when you think about this digging happening?
I'm thinking about the stories that are underground. I mean, we know a fair amount about what is under the city. We've taken a lot of cores, so we have a feel for the geology, but we don't know specific details. And so as Bertha is going underground, she is unearthing these details. And to me, that's important. People are completely excited about the Seahawks and the football and connecting to the city through that. For me and for a lot of people, we find a connection to the city and this place we live through the stories of the past, whether it is the deeper past of the geologic story or whether it is the more recent past of people who drank Rainier beer and lived across from what became the stadiums 100 plus years ago.
What did you personally think when Bertha first got stuck?
I thought it was pretty cool. Just because it meant something was down there that was interesting. And also sort of, isn't it supposed to be able to get through all this stuff? That's part of it, too. So it's a combination of excitement and wondering why exactly is it stuck.
Do you have any hopes For what you might find?
Spaceship would be cool.
Like an alien spaceship?
Yeah. A meteor would be pretty cool. I'm trying to think of, I mean, some unusual bone of some animal, like where the problem is, since it's grinding, it hits something like that, it's gonna go through it like butter.
So you're not hoping she doesn't find it.
I'm hoping that she just sort of stays stuck and we have to do something, you know, maybe dig by hand.
All right, David Williams, thanks so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That's David Williams talking about some of the stuff that was once lurking beneath the city. We were talking about it in the context of Bertha the Drill's great adventure. We're going to have more on that this hour. He's currently writing a book looking at how Seattle's been remade since its founding in 1851. It's called Too High and Too Steep. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde.